Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And we are excited about the national discussion around the national anthem, Tom, with the protest by Colin Kaepernick around this Star Spangled Banner and the national anthem. It has brought front and center not only the issues that we all continue to fight around racism and policing, but around the national anthem itself. Many people did not know in that third verse how it really mocked people that were fighting against slavery and slaves that were fighting with the British. And I think this omission has raised the real question of whether or not we can continue to have that as a national anthem. We cannot have as the anthem for this nation, a nation that in any way holds up a hymnal or an anthem that in some way celebrates or mocks servitude of people of African descent or any descent. So I think that rather than argue about whether someone should stand up and salute or whether they're right to kneel, we ought to be dealing with the issues that's being raised. If I cause you pain, we should not be debating how you reacted to the pain. We should be dealing with why I initiated the pain in the first place and how I relieved the pain. So that is why I support Colin, and that is why I'm saying let's deal with the root cause, not the reaction to the cause.
Rev, I saw in the New York Daily News a story about the cop that killed Eric Garner and how he's got a pay raise.
He has been able to manipulate the fact that we've been waiting now for a year and a half for the federal government to come back on whether or not they're going to charge him, as I believe they should, on civil rights violations. And he's been assigned a desk duty until then, because they cannot proceed with the police trial to fire him until that is over, because he then can say, well, I don't have the right to defend myself in the police trial because I can incriminate myself if I testify now and I incriminate myself while the feds are still investigating. He's manipulated being at desk duty while he's awaiting that, doing overtime and doing other things. So we've called on the city to say, since you put somebody on modified duty, you ought to modify their ability to do overtime and modify their income. You can't say I'm modifying their duty, but that they can do everything else, including overtime and getting more money. So we're all over this issue with the mayor and the police commissioner. This can't stand. And we're dealing with all of this as we head to the caucus and then the big Triumph Awards this Sunday in Atlanta. As you know, Tom, we're honoring Spike Lee and Dionne Warwick will be there, Diddy and everybody. And don't worry, tell Jay his award is in the mail, as it was year before last and the year before that.
And you're rewarding him for?
He'll read it when he gets it.
Okay.